It's Lodi San here, and on behalf of the Balcony Boys, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Balcony Sessions podcast. Little disclaimer before the episode begins, everything you hear on Balcony Sessions podcast is strictly for entertainment, it's strictly for shits and giggles, none of it is real, none of it is serious, we don't hate anybody. If jokes are made at your expense, we are sorry, it's just for entertainment, you understand? Also, participate in our weekly Spotify polls for our Spotify listeners and our polls on Twitter. Use the hashtag Balcony Sessions or hashtag Balcony Boys if you want to make a comment, if you want to make a suggestion, or even if you just want to commend us, because truly and truly, we did try. Also, send us a DM and follow us on our Twitter account at Balcony Sessions and on our Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. I'll repeat, at Twitter at Balcony Sessions and Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Peace.
You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're welcome to the best podcast in the motherfucking world. Welcome to Balcony Sessions. And I'm out here with my brodies. The boys, nobody doing the thing today. I got the wheels of steel, so yeah. But I'm out here with my
bruskies. Ferina forever, Mr. Forever. Love you, Ferina. Everything, young pattern, young everything, young all.
And she, young Josie.
Come on.
Young Josie.
Yeah, man, it's the fly god, man. Fly god, Lodi. Lodi San, man. I'm here, man. Repping fully.
I'm out, P. How not doing now? What's happening? How you doing, Niz?
Me? Me, I didn't want kind of limbo like this job. But just normal, you know, baby thoughts now. Some all those baby thoughts now. Wanna be anything. I calm generally. Yeah, I know the stress. I'll be chop. I want to laugh.
Not too much. You know, when a client says, I'll be chop. That's an achievement in this kind
guys,
of
guys, they play.
Like you're boasting, bro.
Yeah, you are literally rubbing it in people's faces, like, okay now.
Guys.
Like needs why the brag.
No, but for real.
Try
for
to that, relax.
For that to be an achievement in this day and age, yes, it's crazy.
Especially for the age that we are in, like
especially for the age that niggas is in, especially for the amount of opportunities niggas is getting. If the fact that you're charming is an achievement, then guy.
Yeah, man, I'm good.
Buying food, clothing, and shelter. Well,
yeah. Yeah, I'm good. This sounds good. This sounds fire. Glad to be back on the pods, recording and shit, you know, type shit, bro.
Yeah, that's what's
just here for the ride.
I'm enjoying it. Pause.
Guy, those no go, bro.
We need to send you to a correctional institute. See, we need to actually do a fast. I'm taking it upon myself today to do a pause counter. That's already number
our
one.
First one. Our first
guy. One. Because y'all niggas be saying some really pause worthy shit, bro.
Guys, you know, I was listening back on EPs and I realized that most times niggas ask me, how are you? I'd be saying, I just did. You understand? And 2 days ago, when my mom called me, that she made me deep it. Do you understand? I was looking for, I was doing like the most stressful part of creating a mood board, which is actually sourcing the pictures that are supposed to look like what it, you get happy.
What you want,
so,
yeah.
You understand? So I'm looking for pictures and it's like a hassle because you're not just going to write man standing in front and they'll give you exactly what you want. Do you understand? So like,
no, you will get sent on Pinterest. They will help you.
Yeah, all those there, man. You understand? So I was just going through that. My mom calls me and she's like, and I'm like, how are you? She was like, I'm fine. And she's like, how you day? I like, I just did. And it completely troubled the babe, man. Like, what you mean you just did? Like, what's happening? It's not moving. I'm like, wait, no. Like, I'm good. Everywhere is soft. Everything's all right. But like, I was just relaxing when you called. So like, yeah, man, I think sometimes when they ask you how you did, just saying I just just be like bothersome for people who love you.
Bro, just this is defeatist language. You know that.
Yeah.
It's what
you know that.
Just in it.
Just be. That's what like, I get. Just hanging on for dear life.
Just to it. Because just makes it less than what it is.
Yes, if it's just, it means that it's like the barest day of days.
Mm-hmm.
The barest
like days. Like of all the days where you feed days, like the barest of
like after this day where I did now, you don't get that day.
You don't get any other day where you feed day.
It'd be like my last day. Nah, man. Yeah, but I got it. And yeah. Oh, but moving on to the pod, for real. Have you guys been watching this social media CEO and like Senate RMP?
I have. I think I just
social media. I mean, have you seen that shit online? I mean, they're always trying to fucking censor us, bro.
So, no. Now the P now is like they gathered like how many of them? Like 5 CEOs in a courtroom. Like not like a courtroom, like a Senate room for a Senate hearing with like Yankee Senate. So there was like Meta, that's like Mark Zuckerberg. There was the CEO of Snapchat, some I think Spiegel guy. There's the CEO of, I don't know if CEO, but one guy from Discord, one guy from TikTok, and then one babe from X. See, Elon Musk not gonna pull up for that kind of thing. It's even crazy they got Mark. They, like, bro, they got Mark shitting his fucking boxers. So like basically the piece that those guys now, they are like all these social media head guys, they are backed by some liability law. So they never ever get, like, they've scammed over how many billion or millions from like Facebook. Yes, but like Facebook will never catch a smoke. You understand? Because like they are under like liability check, some liability law P. But like, think about like somebody getting shot in like a mall, they will first close the mall now. You get that? Like, you know, you guys even concern like the mall owner, but they will just first close the mall. Or so it's like it actually makes sense that like they should get some regulations in there.
I mean, to be fair, like can't lie, man, all these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about nothing. The same way they fucking got TikTok, Universal and them man were talking about how TikTok is using music from Universal artists or Universal related music, and they are basically not paying the artists like properly. So like they have to actually like UMG has to actually take out or stop TikTok from using their music. Basically, you get what I'm saying? So like all these niggas, they don't give a fuck, bro. You get like TikTok, they don't
TikTok
care.
TikTok's clues is even deep. So now TikTok, they are a company owned by a Chinese tech company. You understand? I can't remember the name of the company.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, from the Senate hearing, because I don't know, it's calling someone a communist. Is that condescending? Or is that just what the person chooses to be?
I don't know. If you call someone a communist, it's kind of like a slur.
No, but I think people are actually willingly communist. That's like their appeal now.
I mean, yeah, but like you know,
but
nobody really likes
like
communists.
Apparently, there's a law like in China where like the Chinese government is obliged to like ask you for the data of like the like your software in time. You understand? And then there's like regulations around being able to drop, obviously, like TikTok have like 100 and something million users from US. Do you understand? So that's like 100 and something million US citizens information with TikTok. So now TikTok did one P like a few years ago where they partnered with one company and he called Oracle. There's some cloud data guys. So like those guys now, they partner with them to like block off all the user data from.
Okay, so basically
itself. So even
so
like
basically, you don't. They cannot access the data.
They can't except for 2,000 engineers. Like they have a dedicated 2,000 data engineers that only them have access to the data. They are not even in contact with the company or some shit. But now the P now is that there has been a lot of rumor. In fact, this piece was 9 days ago, and like the day before, that's like 10 days ago, Wall Street Journal dropped an article about how TikTok, like, because literally, bro, it's just the data, and like if you can pass it to, and apparently the editor in chief of TikTok is a Chinese communist, like an active Chinese communist. So like, it's just some crazy ass pee where like TikTok now.
I want to ask the question: does this concern like Nigerians in any way? This might be ignorant, but I mean, I don't know, so I'm asking.
Well, at the end of the day, we did the social media way too now. In fact, the concern for Nigeria is the fact that we in fact, they cited an instance of Nigerians in some sextortion ring. You understand that like they just recently nabbed some guys in the sextortion ring type P. So it's like, it's just social media P. And okay,
so many things are going on in the world. Like, this is already too much for me.
Bro, in fact, the main P of this, of like the theme of this hearing was about child abuse and like child abuse material on social media. You understand? Because like, it's like, okay, there's a
people. Yes, a lot of child abuse on social media, like there, especially on TikTok.
Do you understand? Like, there's like the P where like the apparently Instagram. In fact, there was this banner that they pulled up where like when you search a certain keyword. So then Facebook, I mean Instagram, they'll pop up some shit where they'll tell you that this is possibly child abuse warning. So they'll not write like a thing where like they tell you that you should either get help or seek authorities if you like, you know, want to take action or some shit. So now that's the like yarns in the box. Then there's two call to action buttons. The first one says see resources. So that's probably how to go about either getting help or getting help, you know. Like the second link is or see results anyway. You understand? So like they pull it up and it's like, bro, like how are you saying this is possibly child abuse content? But then there's a button that says see results anyway.
See results like, anyway.
So it's like, among all these guys, man, the main P is that they don't want to be regulated. There's so many, apparently there's like bills where like niggas have passed bills and it's the social media companies that don't want to accept them type thing. But like, yeah, man.
Oh, for sure. Like, I don't know. See, the social media game is extremely is dark, to put it lightly, because like people will promote the worst things, people will mislead, people will lie, people will spread misinformation just so that they can get like money in their social media asa. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, they will incite like different types of emotions in people, you know, maybe even hateful, you know, all those type of things. So like the fact that people are bringing forth bills to protect like children and like people's privacy, and all these guys are not accepting to like sign them, like, it's already a big indication of where the world is going and where the world has already been for quite some time. Do you get what I'm saying? But all these things and these particular things, they're never in the actual, like, when you're scrolling online, you will never see them. You get, all you see is the fooling. All you see is the sex. All you see is the, you know, sports. All you see is all that. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, for a while, like, I've been very, very careful about the way I interact with social media, like, the way I take stuff in, like, the kind of things I'm going scrolling. Like, there's even one day I woke up one morning, like, bro, I was about to go, like, my morning, like, when I wake up in the morning, like, the first three things I do is probably, like, maybe to stand up from my bed, one, and then go take a piss, right? So I woke up and, like, I now did like a scrolling motion on my hand, like, but my phone was not in my hand, and I'm like, the fuck? Did you get what I'm saying? Like, that shit is not right, bro.
Chronic scroller.
Bro, fucking chronic scrolling. I literally did the phone thing in my hand, and I'm like, yo, that's so weird, bro. Like, that is so weird. Like, nah, it's not sexy at all.
What about the times you be feeling vibrations in your pockets that are not there?
Bro, I be hearing beeps that are not there.
It's so dead, man. Like, there's also like it's programming, bro. And like the
it's
thing
fucking
is,
programming guy.
It's the algorithm. Like, it's not like it happened by jazz. Do you understand? Like, there's a P now where Instagram, like, if your cruise now is like pedophilia, Instagram will refer you pedophilia content. Do you understand?
Of course
not. Based on the way you interact with it. And it's like, bro, you cannot tell me that all those people you pay all those USDs and nobody thought about this. They're not even pulling up mails where like niggas are telling Mark about some shit and he's like, that's not the priority right now.
Wow, what do you mean to start the code?
That nigga is an alien. Do you know that? He's a lizard. Like, that's my conspiracy theory. Like, I think he wakes up in the morning, like, you see his face, very, very expressionless. Like, he wakes up in, you know, brings on the human, his Mark Zuckerberg attire, and wears it and goes out. Like, that guy is not real. Like, I'm almost sure.
So saying he's not real is like saying human beings are not capable of that form of evil. We are very well capable, and he's real.
Oh, for sure. We're capable to worry human beings. My own is just like that particular guy.
Nah, he's real as fuck. Trust me, there are many more like him out there. There are many more like him waiting for the opportunity to have that power.
I'm telling you, bro. He said the poof features like
blocking. He's just an ultra powerful guy, so he can do whatever he wants to a larger extent than most people. And that's why he can. Everything is just manifesting the way it is. But give someone else that kind of power, trust me, they'll do worse.
I'm sure when he pulled up to that
bad as yet.
When he pulled up to that room, and when he pulled up to that Senate room, and he saw a babe representing X, not Elon Musk, he probably wished he did the same.
He probably wished he didn't come too.
He probably wished, like, bro, I'm telling you, that guy was sweating on his lips, dog. Like, see, they made that guy turn around because, like, there's families. Because, like, it's real people. You get it? There's like families at the back where, like, the story is where some guys say where they
want to Snapchat, start the pod today.
They sell
drugs. This was a terrible way to start the pod. I'm sorry.
It's like Fox drugs.
This was a wild way to start the pod.
It's a very crazy way to start the pod.
We should have done this like 40 minutes in or something.
As niggas are just going to enter the pod, and like for the first 25 minutes, they're going to be traumatized.
You guys talking about pedophilia in the first 20 minutes?
Jokes aside, these are real things that are really happening, and we really need to know about them.
It's so real.
And G, thank you for bringing this up, because we don't really be talking about some of this shit on this podcast. Like, thank you for bringing it up, because
actually I was chilling yesterday again. Fatboy was watching the hearing, and he was just like, "Bro, have you seen this P?" I mean, and Ben was whispering to me. I'm like, "Bro, I don't even want to see that, because I've seen this social media documentary that's Netflix where like." They basically explain how, like, we're just being programmed. So, like, me, I'm like, when it comes to these guys, I already know what is their crew. So, but when I watched that peak, because I think I watched it this morning, and, like, I was just like, what? Nah, that's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy because, like, I was watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and they went to, like, rescue some guy that's evil. And then Jane Smith was asking the guy, like, how evil are you? Like, what are the evil things you're doing? And he was like, I don't really want to tell you, man. I don't like me anymore. And she's like, okay, like from the scale of Mark Zuckerberg to Adolf Hitler,
I'm dead.
Where do you lie? Oh, yeah. And he's like, I'm definitely not Adolf Hitler. I was like, wow.
He says it's definitely more Adolf Hitler.
He says it's definitely not Adolf Hitler.
Ah, fairs.
I was like, Mark Zuckerberg is like a measure for evil in the world that we live in today.
Very soon too. Baba Elon will join. But anyway, moving on.
I tell you, in fact, in terms of compliance, only Elon, and I don't even know if it's an Elon thing or it was a Dossie P, but only X have complied to, what was it? I think they have this SAM policy, child sex abuse material. I like two that try. you get anyway to reduce that one. But like, yeah, man. Anyway,
yeah.
Moving on, man. From all of that,
I think sorry before we move. I just think Elon is just going to try do whatever he wants to do to like appear way better than
all these guys, because that's a tactic. Like, all these guys look better than them.
Yeah, just look better than Mark.
Yeah, Snapchat guy too sounded like I think he has like one or two compliances. No, yeah, him now, their own is they work with agencies when like if they say that like there's an account suspected for like doing like dealing drugs on their platform, like they were the feds, that's their own P. But like anyway.
Yeah. All right, cool. And Jay, so what do you have for us next? Do you have any updates on the stock markets?
Do you know about maybe mergers?
Actually, but I was gonna ask you guys if you've ever been cut off before.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw they were cut
off. Yeah, I have, definitely.
How did that feel?
I definitely would have been, but I guess I don't really care that much.
I have been cut off. It was random, out of nowhere. I think it was somebody that caused it. I think it was one of your slimy ass roommates in Pedro that caused this. But I'm not going to go too much into that. But I definitely have been cut off. In fact, twice. I think from the same slimy ass roommates. So yeah. Two different days.
Do we all know this slimy ass woman?
Oh, you know this slimy ass nigga.
Slimy you.
You know, yeah, this slimy you. Two different days are cutting off. I think you know, Jay, you know, we spoke about...
I'm perfectly aware of the two babes and...
Yeah, you might even know, like, the situations where, even though the babe... I think the first one was that guy's babe.
Yes, I know the two scenarios.
Yeah, so like...
And the second one was his own babe.
Yeah, the second one was like, yeah, it was nasty. That second one really hurt me. To this day, that babe don't care for me. She just...
Was it your fault?
I mean, I will answer for him and say it's a case of not pulling the trigger when you should have just pulled the fucking trigger. But yeah,
that's how awesome. Do you think?
Let's run the P now.
I don't understand what you mean.
Okay, let me not answer for you again then. Please answer for ask Lodi.
Don't answer for me. Like, I just want to know what you mean. Exactly.
You got it from my piece.
Leave out. No. Sorry. I don't know again.
Yeah. but yeah, you're probably off. It's not the second one. It's not the one with that one. You can add that one.
I thought that was what you were talking about.
You can add that one. That one is the third one. And that one actually pained me because I could have gone straight with it. And it was this.
Wait, that's a third one.
Yes, it's the same slimy ass nigga again. But that one I was trying to
do. Wait, who is this? Who is this slimy ass you?
Let me text it to the good chance.
Hey, who is this slimy ass?
Not Broski, be subject of porn today.
Three times. This same nigga.
But
the one that Jay is talking about, I was trying to be like a good nigga.
Yeah, that nigga slimy as hell, bro.
That shit beats me in the ass. Don't be a good nigga, man. Don't be a good guy. Sorry.
No, for real. That guy is slimy. That guy has always been slimy, bro. Nah, like, there's a reason why people don't really mess with him anymore.
Not too much on bro.
But yeah, me, I've been cut off. What did I do? I can't remember the situation, but I just know that. Hey, okay, I remember the most recent one. The most recent one was this girl now. That we were basically the basis on which we started talking was because of like an attraction, right? So cool. But like me generally, I was never really the one to like when it came to her, like I was never really the one to make too many advances, because me, when I did Reese babe, I know the over tell them say I want them, you get we will first start the young chilling, like the young will first be chilling. So me, that's how I now approach her now. So I'm chilling, you get. So and we have been guys for a while. And even to the point that she had come to see me like before, like on some okay, like pull up, like let's engage in some plants based relaxants, you get all those kind of things. So that's how now me, I now wanted to escalate. I now texted her one day and I said that when she's back in Lagos that I'm trying to take her out, then eat out after. Then she like got pissed and she blocked me. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, cool. You get like,
shot.
But generally me, like that's actually the first time that's ever happening to me. Like, I'm just like, because the reaction was very, very funny. I'm like, first of all, like, I was not saying it like I see you as like some easy babe. First of all, if I thought you were an easy babe, I would have just gone straight to the point from the jump. Did you get what I'm saying? But like, I even got to know who she is. Did you get? I'm not even, like, it's not even that deep for me. Like, you get, like, generally, like, I don't chase babes. Did you get? So, like, when she did that one, I'm like,
okay. Yeah, that sounds a lot like her own insecurity.
You get, that's her own PG. Like, I'm just like, I bet, like, okay. If this is what you want to uncle.
Because you can say no, you can decline.
You can say yes to the going out and no to the
eating and out. Decline like, to the eating house. You get, that's calm. Like, you can say no, yes. You can literally do yes, no. Like, the blocking was a bit extreme.
Yeah, no, like I said, she was just insecure about something at that moment and projecting. That's what it sounded like anyway.
Yeah, that's actually what it sounded like. But yeah, I don't care, man. People that, if you like, cut me off, that one are your business. That one are your concern.
Yeah, sure. But the main
thing that cut me off, I cared like mad. Jay, what about you?
It depends on who is cutting me off, Sha. If I would say Una no fi cut me off, Sha, I will find. I know where Una they live.
Yes, I know where you live, nigga.
I know you live house.
You know where your mama stay.
Do you understand, bro?
What do you want to do? You will come back play. And see me your house, nigga.
Don't play, dog. But the main thing of this cutting off is actually about it's actually about like you cutting people off. You understand, like.
Of course, people love food. Like,
and also, there was something I noticed from both of y'all's answers. Like, no nigga ever call y'all off.
Buddy, clear your throats. Pause.
Two.
Damn. That's crazy.
Two. And that's loaded too.
But that's like, two for loaded. That's two pauses for loaded.
Yeah,
two.
Yeah. But like, like, no nigga ever caught you guys off before.
Not really.
We either just drift or I don't care that you cut me off.
Yeah.
Okay, I know one. I didn't care, Sam, but it was just funny. We've had this guy on this podcast before. Can I say his name?
Please.
Please, Abby. Okay. So that's how we had Inka Benny on this podcast one time.
Okay.
And like he was following me. You get like, and I mean that was cool. I'm like, okay, calm. Like also considering the fact that we had done some work together. I'm like, okay, cool. Like we have been following each other for a very, 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 very long time. Even before he did whatever he started doing that made him believe that he's now a big boy. You get?
So, that's hate, but consider.
No, but hear me out. I now wake up one day and I'm not like that. Okay, this nigga has like. So block and unblock me. I mean, that's extremely fucking valid. Like that's your business. You get. But I'm just like, if you see one or two clouds and a few thousand bucks, like, I mean, are you the first?
Maybe
some people don't have it.
Sorry, I just feel like he never really fucked with you and he needed you. And then when he felt like, okay, now he doesn't need all this anymore, then he just...
Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah. Calm. Like,
money reviews a lot of things, to be fair.
You get like, I don't mind, though. Like, me, like, like, it's not even about the blocking and unblocking P. Like, it's of blocking P. Like, I do that P for people that I don't interact with. Like, if we don't, like, talk, or we've never spoken, or we don't even have, like, chat history, like, I will kind of, like, I will sort of block and unblock you because we don't have anything in common. We don't have anything binding us together. But, like, apart from that, like, apart from that, me, like, I don't really send. Like, you can be following me on social media, doesn't mean you have access to me. Juliet, that's just me, Sha.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I actually get that. But me, I guess, like for me, yeah, cutting people off. I mean, niggas, I feel like some babes don't cut me off for this life.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. That one, I can speak for you.
Oh, for sure.
They
know they cut you off.
If I start speaking for you, I want the babes have cut you off, Jay.
I mean, speak because I don't understand what you are talking about. They scare me.
Okay, you. What was the last baby cut off?
When you hear the kick, when you start to whine.
last person I cut off.
Oh, he hear the kick. yeah, good. When you hear the kick, is crazy.
Nah, it's wild.
I don't know what you think happened in that story.
Nah, cut each other off, basically. Like, basically, that's how it is. Somebody first cut person off, then you now cut the person off. That's.
But I think I think Killis, they follow you now.
I was like, Dave, but this life, again, the guys, they update your OS. But move on. That joke bank, Sha, it paused me for like 16 seconds. I will give you that credit. But no. Anyway, the main P of this yarns was based on the downsides of actually cutting people off. Because, like, I think I started these yarns in our last call or some shit, like how, like, sometimes you just cut somebody off and they're like, not like you even cut them off. Oh. You just don't.
You feel like Superman when you cut somebody off?
For me, cutting off is not even at least for me, it's never really a deliberate process where I'm like, hey, you, bye. Do you understand? Like, it's just more like I just don't water that flower anymore. You understand? And now that is like, various ways at the same time, because it's not just that you fucked up and then like I now choose to take a step back. It's like you didn't fuck up, we just don't be in communication, and I just like you understand, and we just don't be in communication. That's just what it is. And obviously, like, when you now go to check why, you now see, like, to large extent it was most likely your fault, because you probably see said person trying to like reach out to you and like you are just probably not just on it.
Yeah,
not for any reason, no, just because maybe that was just you're not on its stage or phase. You understand? So, like, all that P, I think, like, we need to take more precaution with dealing with people, because, like, people are very complex.
So have you ever befriended somebody that you didn't expect to be friends with? Like, maybe you initially thought the person was ass.
That's actually a good question. Well, yeah, and the reality is that person now moved on again to do some ass cracking. After I first thought the man was ass, then we now became guys, then man now reviewed oscillations, then now
man now oscillations.
Man still called me New Year's Day for reparations. Talking about some kind of pee. So it's like, yeah, I feel like God's instinct is always
this
right.
Year, do we call you this year?
Yeah, January 1, bro. Egyptian, bro.
Egyptian?
And I'm just like...
Now you know, trust your instinct on Egyptian, man.
No, but like, that's what I'm saying. Then, you now prove me right. You understand? They're like, when you cut some people off, like, it's good reason. But I just feel like human beings are so complex, and when people fuck up, they need to be told that they fucked up. So then,
is it every time?
No, not like every. Maybe not every time. Maybe you don't have to extend that grace every time. But what I'm just saying is that,
me telling you that you fucked up. Sorry for cutting you. Me telling you that you fucked up means that I think that you are going to listen to what I have to say.
True.
Not everybody has that sense to listen now. Sometimes some people fuck up. You tell them they will now they gaslight you and deny their fuck up. They now try and make you look bad for
either. Or stand on it basically.
Do you get what I'm saying? So what have you done? So that means you've gone to the person, you said you've gone to talk to them, and then they rubbed your face in the mud even more. Some people don't deserve that grace. Sometimes leave them, just be there.
Change the way you feel. The way you relate, it just changed the relationship description, basically.
Yeah.
If you were my dog before, now you now become my acquaintance. If you were close, you now become a distant friend.
Exactly. Those types of things. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm moving forward with the opinion that you don't necessarily have to burn bridges with people, but you can, like, just change the relationship description. Like, okay.
Just switch it up. A little bit.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes keep your arms length, and that's fine.
Sometimes friendships get like knob, be like microwave. You know.
Okay.
You go either increase arm or you go reduce arm.
It be like volume too.
Sometimes you go laugh. Yeah.
I would like to have a girl talk about this friendship topic, because yeah, girls and the way they make friends has always been a thing that like amuses me and it intrigues me, like their friendships, because they've run through a lot of friendships, like, and I'm like, wow, I feel like I talked about this on this pod before, but I'm like, I would like to really know like what you are thinking. Okay, when you met this friend that you no longer talk to, like, what was like the mutual
bonding?
What did you guys bond over? And you find out it's some, a lot of times, some, pardon my French, it's some fuck shit, you know, and something that is not, and like, you know, you're just, it's just a thing you get carried with the moment. And I guess guys do that as well, but then we don't now become friends from there. Do you know how many people that you've like hung out with, but like you don't have their number?
Yeah, we don't have their
Instagram, nothing.
Yes, now you just, but you just
see them as alpha now.
It's alpha thing, but yeah, it's not past like that.
No,
you never brethren the relationship, but like you see girls that met 2 hours ago and they're sisters already.
Now they are planning that. See, you just met an hour ago, now you're planning like come out together. Are you okay?
See, bro, like, trust me, man. Girls, P is not like, I don't think it's
not very so much of the girls,
yeah. That's a girl's business.
Yeah, like, I don't think exactly what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's very comprehensible by niggas. I feel like we need to leave the girls to run their own way.
I'd like to have a girl on to like talk about this thing.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I think I noticed from like friendships in general is that what you bond over is going to be the basis of like your, like how strong the relationship is. Mm. Like if two guys are bonding over ball, yes, they can bond over ball, but like they might not be friends like that. Like they are just ball friends. Like when it comes to ball, yeah, they're guys. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Like some babes, I don't really think it's like that. Like
I just want to ask a question. So like, what if like you and your guy bond over like similar interests, similar personalities, and just the similar like things you want to do in life, similar outlook on life and shit.
Mm.
But then like over the years, like it changes. Because obviously we grow as human beings, and maybe like we grow in like different, let's say like even we're in uni together or something, but now all of a sudden we're not in uni anymore. Some like people will start living their lives. And you know, you those things that you bonded over now begin to change, but that friendship is still very much there. But then you guys are not similar in any of those ways or don't have those same outlooks anymore. Like, how do you handle that?
Now, where did the toxic people they drift apart?
Yeah, type shit. But like, if you, like I said, you are still friends. Like, you still obviously value this person. So like, how do you handle it? Like, it's easy. Drifting apart is like, okay, you know, that's the last resort. Do you understand? But before you get that, like, what do you try? Get to that point, like, what do you try? How do you try and tackle that?
I don't know, man. Sometimes, I guess, too, it also depends on whether the other person recognizes that you guys are not really aligned as before. Do you get what I'm saying? Because to you, you might feel like you guys don't have the same types of visions. But then the other person might not necessarily feel the same way. In fact, the other person might feel like you guys are even more aligned than you've been. Do you get? So I guess, like, the first thing to do is to understand or gauge whether you are projecting or not.
Okay.
Do you get? Because, like, you can think that, oh, yeah, we're not really in the same, you know, the kind of things we think about are not really the same, but you might just be thinking that you are better than that person because you think you've advanced faster than that person or something and all that stuff. Do you get? But, like, if you think that you guys are different and you guys, but you still want to be friends with the person, well, you just continue being friends with the person now.
Okay.
Yeah, like you just keep doing the same things that you guys were doing before. As long as the person is not hurting you, even if you guys are not really like maybe you guys don't really see things the same. Like, also, I think there's also an extent to which you cannot see things the same that is acceptable. I think from what I know, like with some babes, they believe that you guys must agree on everything together. If not, you guys cannot be friends. But I don't think. For me as a guy, I don't think it's like that. Like, I think that's obviously, like, people are born from different areas of life and people see things differently. So, like, the way they view something, there's not necessarily a, like,
marker.
You get it? It doesn't really represent their entire self. You get it? Because some people are really good compartmentalizers of themselves. You get it? You can see something a certain way. It doesn't mean that is part of, like, the overarching theme of your life. It might have some influence, but maybe not total influence. So, like, me, I don't know, man. Being a friend is just as simple as being a friend. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, how are you there for your friends? Like, if you care about the person, okay, how do you show the person that you care about them? Do you get the people? Do they care about you the same way? Do you get? And if all those things are valid, and, like, you guys are not necessarily harboring, like, thought processes that are actually harmful, that's if they actually manifest in reality, like it's actually harmful. As long as nobody's harboring any of that, then like it's going.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just like focus on like the basis.
Yeah.
Focus on the basis of like friendship basically, and the extra things, like if the extra things are too much, you don't necessarily need to like...
Yeah, you don't have to do all the extras.
Yeah, if it's that we are friends and we love each other and that's the basis, then let that be the basis of, you know, the thing. And just the rest things, just like, if they need to fall by the wayside then. But like you said, there are some things that are more serious than... that you can't just ignore any friend. Like if your friend is like... I don't want to use one of these... you know, buzzwords.
TWBs.
No, if your friend did do things, we know.
Yeah, if you're gonna do all those things, we go make him like you'll be ashamed of him, then like you know, that's it. That's
maybe
that's,
maybe you want to reevaluate that.
Yeah, you want to reevaluate that one there.
That kind of thing.
Fair enough.
This kind of segment, you're supposed to get segment for balcony session where they call hashtag that kind of thing.
Thank you, man. I don't know. You lose this
you know, I don't know. Like, I think Lutan asked a very interesting question, you understand? Because...
Actually, I want to ask a question, sorry.
Okay.
How do you... You, the fact that you're friends with, like, you are a creator yourself and, like, you're friends with people that actually make music, how do you tell them when their art is not as good as it can be? Let's not say shit.
I'll say because, it's not easy.
Because me, I don't believe in gassing people up when they are not doing, like if you set the standard for yourself, and he's not going. Like, I won't tell you outrightly that guy is not going. I'll just tell you that you've done better.
You can also be like, this is not as good as the last thing you did.
Yeah, you've done better. Like, you can.
Yeah, we can say it. You get. But it's not easy, regardless, you know, because I think I've told somebody that P here, and they really take it so well.
Did they cut you off?
Did they cut you off?
No, it was resolved. Even with the stage, okay. Because they resolved. Do you understand? It was like a thing. So, but like, yeah, it's never easy, but you got to do it. And the resolution I'm talking about was man seeing my points and me also saying, not really, but me also seeing his points.
Yeah, like, at that point, just like, you know what, you do you, bro.
Yeah, so that's the point that you see. The point you just see is like, okay, let me the one stress myself.
Yeah, this one no easy now. Far, could not far, could not far.
You get so yeah. If I was with the advice that I was given, you understand, by high ups, they're like, big man, thing, can't lie, man. You know. So it's like
no, because that's like, just for no, like, cause like, cause like, sorry, but like, I remember when somebody like one of the big A&Rs in this game, right? Like in at this moment. Was like, almost sometimes people send them music and you know, like the music no bam, but you know, just know how you go tell them. I can't tell them, I say, me, the tactic where they usually use that, just, I go, like, I do it in a, like, I'm gassing you up way. Do you get what I'm saying? I will not tell you that guy, this thing that he did is not bombing. I'll just tell you that guy, for all this, this my life where I don't know you, you're too bad. And I know, see, you don't do music way bad past this one before. You get so
this is where like, you just talk now. Like, sorry to cut you off. Yeah, well, I just cut people off. Like, yeah, sorry, yeah. But you know, the P, this thing you say, if I let me, I'm gonna pull up a screenshot I'm sending to you guys right now. Like, big those were
it can backfire basically.
Big man thing, those carefully curated words
can back fucking fire.
They will just, the only thing that they'll see is that this particular thing where I do now, you know, they feel I'm
you and like
you get mind. You get mine to yummy.
That's sensitive. Yeah, you get mine yummy, basically. Yeah,
no, but if I, no, but if I tell you, no, but if I tell you, if I tell you that you've done better than what you're doing.
Okay, let's play this thing now. Let's role play this thing. Okay, I play you my jam. Guy Alpha Man, I just play you that jam. What do you think, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, continue. Like, we're okay.
Okay, just play me the song. I want to tell me what you want me to tell you what I think.
Yeah, now wait till you reason. Now let's play this jam, man. Let me see, you know what, guy, this jam, man, all night. I worked on it all night, bro, man. I had to tap into a deeper place. You know, I had to tap into the deeper place, man. I did some drugs. I had to just get in there to bring this out, man. Guy, I think it's fire, man. I think this is the next one for me, man. It's going.
Yeah. Okay, man, do. Okay, I don't want to hear that. The beats, they go. But the team is saying, you get the way you deliver some of those lyrics. I go need you, maybe you just like, you get some kind of energy where you don't tap into before. Like, you tap into it here, but you get as you go fit deliver and where you go, they enter, you get. So I go come, then at this point, this is where I'll now kind of like give you an example or maybe like describe it in a way that it could have sounded better. You get, it's up to you to take it. But then at the end of the day, if you really think that that's the one, I'll tell you that I'm more last class, man. It's actually had me do your thing, bro.
So see what I said. Did you see? That's them cussing me out in that VNO. Yeah, that's that. And I'm not saying nothing.
You said no, it's not.
No, the way you said this was content, terrible.
But on the music P, you are way past this.
Yeah, way past this is crazy. Saying you're way past this is saying that like. Guy, is like you're not trying. Me, I'd rather say.
I mean, to me, it sounds like you are saying you are better than this.
What? Asking, bro. This is like
just to say, guy, you can, guy, you've gone hard now. You can go harder.
Bro, that's literally what's contained.
But clients, you first started in our scenario. Now you first started it that bit hard. You know, like when you tell an artist the beat is hard, you're basically telling them that like they did rubbish on the beat, basically.
No, but kind of like, how else am I supposed to tell you that?
But you agree when you start with on that beat hard, basically, no, I agree, you not do justice to it.
He knows what he's saying when he tells you that now. It's not a noob to this.
He's always saying
that's one of those one liners that you gotta have in your bag. You know, mm-hmm. to get yourself out of a tight like when you just play person card, the person just had playing jams.
So like, what did this BS now? This 36 and 15 second voice notes, like what was he saying? Give me
the
just
guy
like
sent
the,
you, the guy sent summary. You a, the guy sent you the guy sent you 45 seconds cussing your dad out.
See, what do you even know about
the,
music?
The summary is waiting, you know.
Exactly, I know. What do you even know? Where is your song?
I guess some people are more likely to take your criticism depending on who you are. Do you get?
Because that's, me now, that's interesting.
Because me now, one guy, like, I literally had a conversation with one guy on Twitter, like, because I tweeted something that you people should send me musical, like, it's not that you people will send me on particular projects, they not come and start buzzing me on somehow for more work because I could charge your papa. So one guy now sent me now songs, like, because I know him. So I had the project, it was like 5 songs or 6. The first 2 songs were actually calm, like, I imagined that, okay, if this song were to enter, like outside, like, people like the song, and I'm like, yes, people actually like the songs, cool. But then the other ones, I told him that, guy, can't lie, like, you don't have that, like, me, I know, me, like, nobody today where they hear your music, like, I've heard your music, I've been listening to your music for a while, you guys, and I know that these other 2 songs, or these other 3 songs, like, don't worry, the way you do them, like, the idea is mad, but you can go harder, like, you can do the same idea, but it can be harder. You get? Then he was not like that. Oh, guy, I can't lie, man. I feel you, man. Because like, he now said that he is not the type of person to listen to criticism and like be afraid. You get what I'm saying? So he was not like that. Let's actually work. Like, I'm actually down for us to like do more work together and everything. And I'm like, yeah, sure, bro, hit me up. You get what I'm saying? And me, I genuinely think that I don't want to deal with an artist that doesn't know how to take criticism. Sorry, or a creator. Sorry, it means that you cannot improve.
I don't want to deal with a human being in general.
Yes, that cannot take criticism. Sure. Like, the fact that, like, if I tell you that this week you can do better at this week, I'm not telling you that you are bad. I'm telling you that, guy, you can be better.
Especially when you seek my counsel as counsel.
You get, like, especially when you come and meet me. Yeah, the one that came to meet me, I don't ask you.
You can see in that screenshot, man's asking me question. I'm giving you honest. I'm thinking man's trying to have a Brody moment. You get that guy, V? So, like...
Well, anyway. You broke his heart. He was so excited.
Broke his heart now. You don't know how... And that's the thing. See, I think that producers always find a way to make... To kind of, like, get artists to do better on songs. Because sometimes now they can... You can record the verse and then they will tell you that they deleted it by mistake. Do it again. But
yeah, I don't delete them. Yeah.
Fuck, I delete them.
But you still get them, man. That same kid, you get them.
You go your other guy, we be artists. You go your house, you go hear the beat for there. They don't send them to your mother. You go hear in vocals. You go first 16 at your jam.
You take game my jam.
Ekelebe.
Do you think you take like criticism well?
Not all the time.
Taking it well is subjective, but like, do you think you?
Not all the time.
Okay, so what?
Not all the time. Well, what I do now when someone tells me that I can do something better. First of all, I listen to, because you also have to know that sometimes criticism is just what it is. Like, they're not telling you because they want to make you better. They are telling you because they want to point out your flaws.
Mm-hmm. You get it? That's what it's I want very, to say.
It's a very, 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 very thin line. And you need to listen to what the person is saying. And you need to listen to what the person is also not saying. So what I do now is that I just listen to you. You guess. You tell me that, oh, this, I'll just be like, okay. Okay, noted. And that's my favorite word now. Noted.
Damn, they got knees, man.
Eh?
They got knees, man.
Yeah, because, like, generally, like, I'll just tell you noted, like, okay. You get. And then I'll now go home and I'll think about what you said. And I'll say, he's not lying. He's capping. You get.
Yeah, word.
I feel like I'm the judge in the whole thing. Like, I listen, I go hear everything where Yan completes, but then I'm the judge. I just go outside, light my bars, puff one, throw a face, then I go call deep waiting Yan. You get, so when I deep waiting Yan, I'll come realize the verdict of the cruise. And then, like, I try to, like, be a mirror, you understand? Like, actually, like, sometimes if I feel even do this thing in front of a mirror. You understand? So, like, really look yourself in case you want cap. You understand? So, like,
in case you want cap.
Watching yourself yes. cap is one of the lowest things you can do as a human being.
Bro! Do you know that? Do you know that when you are capping? Do you know that when you are capping?
Yes, that in trigger.
Inside you.
Yeah. It's like, we capping. You got a choice right now.
That guy, you are capping.
This is just right now. This is just right now to stop capping.
You can decide to uncap.
Let's just not cap. Let's just tell them you're joking. Like, I'm telling you, this is cap.
Then, yeah, I mean, fan of okay, I was lying. I mean, fan of that, okay, but I was lying. Okay,
I think capping. Sometimes I've succumbed, but like, most times, like, bro, shut the fuck up. Let me do what I'm doing. We'll talk about this later. But
you be telling your inner voice, shut up.
Guy, that's always, you have to bully that guy. If not, you could fuck your life up.
No, I know if you bully that guy, yo. I know if you bully that in a voice. If I bully him, I don't fuck up because when I need them, you don't go feel you tell me things.
Person in my bro, existence.
You think, okay, everybody that defends the caress their inner voice. Okay, let's say, I'm not even saying
it depends on what you've trained your inner voice.
It depends
on what you've trained it to be sure.
Hold up. Wait, it depends on what? Give me that bluff.
It depends on what you've trained your inner voice to be.
Cool, nice. I like that.
And then, yeah.
I like and that.
It depends on how much trust you've built.
Yeah, okay, just... I like that one too. So now, I'm not saying man do this, but you know that same inner voice is the main guy in like a Beats mythology session. And I remember how you bully that guy, like
I said Beats mythology.
Allow yeah, that. Bro, when you're about to beat your meat XYZ, like that voice comes out in full effect. Hey man, put the gun down.
No. And then Let me tell you something.
To allow him cook this thing, Shabba, okay.
Finish. That guy could tell you where he put the gun down. What do you go tell him?
It depends on you to not answer.
The times where you did successfully pass the course, waiting you did tell him, may he free you.
I know that I'm going against what you're saying. I'm not telling you to free me. I know you're right.
Yes, that's the
I'm
thing.
Not telling you to free me. I know you're right.
I'm not. I need you to always tell me.
My flesh has taken over right now.
Yes, yes.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on how you train.
Always be told. I cannot shut it off.
Basically, you just tell him to stay one side for now.
And you gotta tell and say. You gotta tell and say, guy, I can't lie. I hear you, but.
My inner voice has been winning on that for the longest. So we thank God.
You go tell and say, guy, I
now
feel
I won't
like,
make I cook. Me too. I too have been adhering Lodisan to my inner voice in such battles. He said that let him cook. But anyway,
let him cook.
Yeah, man.
Man wants me to
even end with let me last you with your meat. Let him give me some. It's like 72 weeks.
Hey, Paul, yeah, that's one for you.
No, you said it.
Bro, you didn't project like mad.
You didn't project like mad, bro.
like a bastard, but okay.
But you go come to a projection to the entire screen.
Generally, like the inner voice thing. Like, I can't shut that nigga up. That nigga saves my ass. Like, that nigga
I get it. Okay, well, I get what you mean. Do you understand? Like, that's the conscience guy now. I get what you mean.
That inner voice is not just the conscience. That inner voice is also like a direction, it's like a map. Because, like, I swear down, like, there are so many times, maybe, like, I'm going to buy something. Okay, let me even give you this fantastic example. I was looking for somebody that will, like, all these tailors now that move, right? I had one trouser like this that I sat down in one place and it's in tall. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't a bad tear, but it was a tear that I needed to fix, right? So, I just carried my bag. And obviously, around my area, I didn't find anybody. Yes, bro.
I was trying not to say that. It sounded like it's slow to me. Because why did you call them Obioma? Like, why?
You know what it means, Obioma? Like, good heart.
Are you serious? The fuck?
I don't know why they call these guys Obioma, man. Obioma means good heart. Like, so, like, I mean, like, they are, because imagine seeing an Obioma on a sunny Saturday afternoon that your native Charles had all bust and you're like 30 minutes late for your wedding. That's some good heartedness right there, man. That's
real.
Like, I don't...
When Obioma repaired trousers to a wedding is wild, Sha.
No, hold on.
You just sat down.
Hold on. Anybody feature that fit here in any weird place now? We just got pattern.
See, look, when we come out, what, God forbid, your slippers don't go cut. But if you cut, I mean,
Sky,
we go fix that. We'll go buy a new one. I just tell you, we don't go fix that. We don't go find a cobbler. We'll go buy a new one.
I will buy slippers now, pal. Guys, first of all, that will never happen to me. First of all, okay. So let's just end that.
What about the day? So basically, this is my first year that you made me deviate from. The first year was that I was like, basically, now that inner voice tell me, like, he just literally told me to, guy, go this way. Like, I want to take a left turn, and he's like, guy, no, not that way, go right. And I just kept walking and walking until I found one. Like, one literally just walked in front of me. And I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. But, like, on the other notes of being outside, looking fresh, and your slippers cutting, I'm on, don't, you know when they say, don't ever say it can never be me, because one day it's with you. I swear, if it's up.
What kind of negative energy are you guys doing on this podcast? The day I was going to do my defense.
I was looking all fresh in my guy. These are my shoes. These shoes I was wearing, like the shoes. I hardly wear the shoes, but I wore those shoes that day. And for some reason, it seemed like my feet were bigger than those shoes. And like for some reason, like the seams were bursting. And I'm like, the fuck? When? Since when? Do you get what I'm saying? And I have to go and get
the
that.
The last time I saw that was probably secondary school, dog.
And I'm like, shoes are busting, and I'm like, how did my feet get bigger than these shoes right now? Like, I only bought them a couple of months ago. How are my feet bigger?
That's a hoax.
It's the science of not, like you said, you hadn't worn them in a while, so they never really form to your
feet. To my feet, so, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's just happened.
So it wasn't some Hulk moment.
No, I just went to one corner. They just did the
problem. You will fix some now. Like,
you fix some now. Why is that? No,
you want me to go buy Yomi casuals now?
Me go buy Yomi casuals.
Make sure we go buy one new Yomi casuals. Replace
the one. It depends on the mending you have to do to the trousers. If it's like, okay, it's too long, I need to make sure that's fair. But if it tore underneath, nigga, come on, man.
Wait, I don't get so Lucian. So wait. So you're telling me that if for some reason they are walking and you just do one acrobatics and your trousers should tear, you're not going to go to, they're not going to take it to so that they can just patch it up.
That's not what I said. I'm not wearing it to a wedding. That's what I'm saying. I'm not wearing it to a wedding. I'll find something else to wear. I just think wedding because a certain level of like drip.
No,
you don't need to be worried about anything.
I feel you. I feel you. But if this tear is a tear that is not that deep, and you and it's repaired and it is neatly repaired.
Okay, if neatly repaired is relative, because do those guys ever really?
No, those guys. Be good,
I think Lobster is talking from trauma. Like I think I'm those guys, and trauma. I get
those,
it too.
Okay, I'm talking from the, this point of view is that like, if you have it, like it's not. You know, there's like a line where it's when you buy your trousers, there's a line where it's already like sewn already.
Yeah, the seam, yeah.
It's not that line that it tore. It tore on another line, because most times it's on another line that it tears. So when they have to, when they mend that line, there's an obvious sign of
there's
it
an being obvious there. New line. Okay, now,
if you're at the wedding and somebody sees it, will you be embarrassed about it?
No, it depends on.
Try to cover it.
No, it depends on if it's between my legs. If it's between my legs, yeah. If you're looking at where my legs are, if you're looking at between my legs, they either need to pause your life. No, or
that would be the question where I ask. Okay, if it's a babe that's into you as you're looking between your legs and she's gauging what's going on in between.
You don't go save nine.
You don't go like him.
Exactly.
That's what I try to avoid any of this weddings, because weddings have like an energy and they have a distinct. It just has
everybody's
to be like,
coming correct now.
Yeah, everybody's coming on that Sunday best, man. Do you understand? So that's
you got the wedding one way up your mind just fixed last week.
But if they go club and at night, I feel wear that mended trouser because at night and bro, the fuck? Do you understand?
But one thing I don't like to men do as like if a t-shirt it don't go with that too.
Yes, no, it's not houseware.
That's not what I wear to go and see you when you are.
But you know that there's some houseware that still need relegation to nowhere.
Word.
Yeah,
so
word.
Giving it out.
Bro,
rag. To
I
rag
die,
team,
rag.
Bro.
I don't believe you get some kind of shit. Rags.
Word. Rag. I have one rag. Rag in my room, like right now.
Like,
you go use and clear your New Balance before you go Bluefish for Sunday night.
Straight. I think also, like, all these vendor guys, speaking of which, like, all these, like, when you do, I had a sales topic. But we can allow that for the next time. But
sales.
Basically, my yeah. Okay, actually, what I wanted to do. Give me a sec, guys. It's on long P. But I was reading something this morning, and I actually just wanted to share like an entire paragraph of exactly what I was reading. I feel like some listeners and even us could find it useful. So basically, the title is it's quite a long read, but I'll try to make it quick, be like 3 minutes. How to advance in your career. That's head. So there's a question you must ask. Where is the source of your income? A job, investments, inheritance? On this matter, you need to be crystal clear. Many people falsely claim their income lies within a title or a particular position. They fail to realize that the source of all wealth lies not within any position, occupation, or range of investments, but within the spiritual nature to embody the best that rests within each of us. This is an earth-shaking revelation. Work is and should be considered by all a giving process. That's like a process of giving to somebody or to pay back. The master instructed, let not the left hand know what the right hand is doing. In other words, don't get trapped in the error of equating what you earn with what you do. How easy and yet how mistaken we are to be influenced by the another day, another dollar syndrome. Let your work, whatever it may involve, be a demonstration of the creative flow. What do you think about your work? How well do you perform your job? Is it tedious labor or meaningful activity? Do you have significant professional skills that are not being used? Examine your work and question whether it enlists your talents and capabilities. Check your attitudes and feelings about the work you do. Is it right for you? Are you utilizing your education, training, and range of experiences? If not, you may need to consider changing your job or even your career. If you view your daily tasks as a steady grind, perhaps now is the time to analyze your career and seek a more fulfilling vocation. Perhaps you are due for a career change. So basically now comes here and says, there's an answer, a solution, a rule that has never failed for those who have truly applied it. When it comes to improving career choices, one of the greatest secrets of success was delivered to us from the mountaintop nearly 2,000 years ago. In quotes, and whoever compels you to go one, go with him too. Quote closes. Go the extra mile. If you begin today to give more of yourself, to do more, to serve more, to put out more on your job and your career than you are getting paid to do, miracles will begin to occur in your life. Whatever your occupation, salesperson, teacher, accountant, executive, janitor, if each day you do more than what is expected, your life will change for the better. When you give more each day, every day, not only will you promote yourself, but by being indispensable, new and exciting opportunities will discover you. Resolve today that nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. To do anything that is truly worth doing, jump in with gusto. Take off your coats and embrace the day's most difficult tasks. Remember, the busier you are, the sweeter your sleep, the tastier your food, the greater your reward, and the more satisfied you will be with your place in the world. Work as though you would live forever and live as though you would die today. Go the extra mile. So
that's a long ass week, but like, yeah.
Yeah,
that really might have changed. That really might have changed my life.
Bro, it's like, I'm just like,
did you read that from hard copy? Can you send that to me, please?
I want a hard copy. I go snap them.
Which book be that?
What Makes the Great Great by Dennis Kimbrough.
It's crazy because I saw something similar to this, but I don't think there's enough time. Something similar about like what the schools and the church should be like for children, like what you should teach children. Because what we teach children right now is not like the way it should be, like basically how we were taught in schools, and not, it's not the way it should be. But I guess we'll just save that for another time.
It's easy, man. It's the reason why, you know, it is engineered that way. But I was just gonna say, like, when I see guys especially that say like they don't read self-help books, that like they be reading fiction or the self-help blah 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 blah, they try to talk about self-help books, I kind of want to like arm wrestle them. I just like make them feel weak. I want to do something. I want us to fight to just make you feel weak. I want to do something to make you feel weak because you sound stupid to me. Because if you don't understand, like, you are not like, niggas are weak. Niggas are spineless.
Yeah, niggas are just weak.
Yeah, let me not go on your rants, bro. Yeah.
I think on these notes, I think these are, we should end on the podcast on these notes. That niggas is spineless.
Yeah, niggas are spineless. Niggas are weak. Niggas optimized for pleasure and fun.
Real.
Is
the and we be niggas sometimes too, by the way.
What?
So this know this.
I know the optimized for pleasure. I can't lie. I don't optimize for pleasure.
I won't do that.
I don't optimize. I might have days that I don't show up as much as I know I can. But I don't optimize for pleasure. Zero.
I might have done that at some point in life, but I can say in the past 2 years, I've not done that.
Since 2021, I have not optimized for pleasure at all.
I felt in sometime last year, I felt like a month or a 2 weeks, this thing where like I just sort of let myself go, and it was because like of pleasure, and like I noticed it and I noticed how ill it made me feel. I felt ill, I felt ill and within myself, and I was like, what the fuck am I even doing? Like, This is not me. Do you understand? And I fixed that. So yeah, that's why, man. Anyhow, shot. Enjoy your life. Everybody will do what they want to do. Only the strong will make it. You know.
Only the strong are going to last. That's what you don't know.
The race is not for the swift. The battle is not for the strong. It's for the people that can endure. So like, I'll see your work, nigga.
I'll see you at work, nigga. Well, nice one, my brothers. We shall do this some other time.
Yeah, Mr. Host, were you going to say it? Sorry for
you. Yeah, so, you know, the usual shindig, dogs. Follow us on social media. You know the hashtags, Balcony Boys, Balcony Sessions Podcast. We out here. Nodi, Lodi, Clarence, taking over the world. Sorry about last Five week. Stars. I didn't give you guys no polls after the editing, but this week, don't worry, we're going to ask you some, so you tell us some back. Love you guys so much. Rate us 5 stars on all platforms.
Yeah. Follow us.
You can follow us. Comments. Commenting us. When you see that Balcony Sessions post, dog, please do some. Like, do a little dance, then do some. You understand? God bless you guys, man.
Yeah, also we're going to be dropping.
Well, yeah.
We're going to be dropping some.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be dropping some more types of content in, like, new ways. So just keep an eye out for that.
Yes, yeah. Also, this sounds like, oh, no, that's not what we'll do. We'll do that in the editing. I'll want to give away some yarns. Oh, yeah, later, man. Save, guys.
Yeah, no, save.
Yeah.
Nonsense, my bro.
Guy, man.
Nonsense upon nonsense.
Nonsense.
Rubbish upon rubbish.
Rubbish.
Ha!
Rubbish. Full of play nonsense.
Nothing. Just full of rubbish and nonsense.
In this country, can anything good come from this country?
Did you get this country is doomed, bro? We cannot even win simple AFCON.
Ordinary
fucking AFCON. We cannot win. This country is fucked.
We're fucked. Considering the fact that we scored first. Everybody can't. We scored first. We scored first. We can't the gas. Ah, God.
Ah, guy.
Sorry, bro. I can't lie. It's actually paining me because there's no reason why we didn't win. Like, the reason why we didn't win is because our coach is a fucking fool.
Bro, like, see, like, first of all, like, this, like, I'm a fan of haram ball. I won't lie. Like, me, I like me some haram ball. But let's mix it up. Do you understand? Let's mix it up now. We cannot be now playing when there's like 7 minutes extra time. We're now pissing
three. Yeah, that's when you know that. That's when that is from 82 minutes. That's when you know that you want to start passing ball. You cannot win like that, bro. It's not possible. There's no magic.
And we have like our talent is mostly in our attack. So like, why don't we just explore that? Yeah, this guy's played us from the beginning to the end, though. This guy's played
the
us.
End, bro. Did they pass ball? Did they pass ball like say us? We no come play, bro. They I did not see us string together 5 passes.
Literally, we were not. See,
I
guys,
did not see us string together one, 5 passes.
There was one sequence where Iwobi lost the ball twice. He gave away a
Yes, now, guy. They gave him ball. He was running. He stopped. They collected the ball from him.
He got the ball back. He passed. He passed someone. I'm like, what is going on here?
As I see, nobody's talking about that Juaribo guy. That guy came on. That guy came on around 18 minutes. That guy did not complete one pass. That guy didn't complete one pass.
They should collect number 10 from. I don't know why he's our number 10. He's a disgrace. He's a fucking disgrace, bro. It's disgraceful to have
It's bad. It's very, very bad. When I was telling niggas that we have Chukwueze, we have Lukman, we have Osimhen, we have Moses Simon, we have all those guys, we have Iheanacho. And we cannot attack.
You cannot attack. Bro, you know Osimhen did not have one shot on target.
But not one shot on target. I literally said this guy, graveyard shifts.
Guys, that was just walking with no shot on target.
Maybe they were not giving him ball.
Yes, now we didn't create any chance so he can have opportunities to
Yeah, we literally didn't create a single chance in the game.
And that's African Player of the Year. That's top 10 in the Ballon d'Or. We don't believe enough that okay, we need to create chances for this guy. We're just sitting back.
Bro, that sitting back, they vex me. See, I don't mind. See, like you said, like some haram ball don't really like phase me. As long as it's haram ball to an end, You get what I'm saying? I don't really mind like some haram, like last 20 minutes haram ball, defend. I don't mind that, to be fair. But like, guy, to do it from minutes 1 to minutes 90.
No.
To do it from minutes 1 to minutes 90, guy.
Of course, the defenders will just lose it. At some point, they will lose it now.
Yes, and bro, bro, you cannot keep defending. See, this game, man, I feel like this particular game has been coming.
Yeah, we needed to be exposed.
Do you guess? This particular game, where we lost, if you notice, we are not lost in the entire competition. Like, this is our first loss in this tournament.
I don't think we've considered 2 goals.
Yeah, no, bro, literally before this game, we had only considered 2 goals.
Can you imagine?
But the thing about this is that this thing has been coming. Because I remember making some particular tweets about how, like, bro, like, we cannot keep the ball. We cannot move the ball about. Like, all the people that we've been beating, those guys are not good.
Yes, now, Cameroon were not good. Angola is not good.
Angola is not good. All those guys are not good. Do you get what I'm saying? So, like, this kind of game has actually been coming. It has actually been looting. This L has actually been looting.
It's not the final, Naina. Bro, guy, like, see, we need our midfield is nothing.
Bro, like, we need a midfield.
What'd you say?
We need a midfield, man.
We need like more midfield talent. We need more midfielders. See, like, it will be just get so exposed. That guy cannot turn.
But that guy is not a CM. Why do people keep trying to convince me as if I don't have eyes? That guy is not a CM.
He's not a CM. He's literally not. He cannot turn with the ball. He literally cannot like turn, shift his body with the ball. He can't.
And if you tell him, if you tell somebody that he's Okocha's nephew, they'll believe him.
That guy is, man. His mom did illegitimate something, man. That's they need to do his DNA test.
They need to do his DNA test to ensure he's actually Okocha.
That guy is
not Okocha's nephew at all.
That guy cannot turn. See, Okocha, I don't think that guy drove with the ball once all through this tournament. He did not move with the ball once.
No, bro, the entire thing is actually a disgrace.
It's disgraceful to lose in 90 minutes. I'll accept it.
It's actually a disgrace. The fact that we couldn't win this game in 90 after we were 1-0 up at halftime and we couldn't win the game.
We 1-0 up after and we came in second half and considered twice.
After everybody, they don't see Nigerians. Nigerians don't already buy jerseys. Nigerians just don't scout the market.
Bro, no, like people are buying jersey. I just got off the phone with Nabila. Nabila was wearing her Nigerian jersey, bro.
Yeah.
Like we believe, man. These guys are fuckers, bro.
I've never seen group disappointment like this before in my life.
Literally, this is disappointment on a nationwide scale. Yeah, literally, like, I was at a bar and I was drinking Heineken. And I didn't really start drinking that shit until we were 2-1 up. Because it was like,
until we were 2-1 down, Abi.
When we were 2-1 down, I just started downing it.
So they're like, oh, man.
All the hope left my body. I just started downing it, started drowning my sorrows. Because, bro, what the fuck?
Fuck. And I believe that.
Like a bastard, bro. Guy, believe like mad.
At this point, we are believing guys. We are believing guys, man. No, man.
I believe, bro. Ekong, man. Shout out to Ekong.
Man, shout out. Okay, now that we finished bashing them, let's actually now shout out the niggas that deserve to be shouted out. Shout out Mabali.
Those were the guys that made us believe.
Those are the only two guys. Everybody else.
See, Osimhen tried, but there was nothing he could have done.
Osimhen tried, but it's about he's a striker. Like, they need to give him ball for him to do something. Yes. He cannot do something from.
He cannot carry the ball from midfield.
He cannot carry the ball from his half and run inside. It doesn't work like that.
Even see me, I'm not a fan of Chikwueze. I am not a fan at all.
Why don't you like him?
I don't like him, bro. He always hides.
He always hides in the game.
Before this tournament,
I've always known him as a guy that hides.
Thank you.
He will just hide on that right wing, not do anything.
You will now come in field. You will now touch boss man, do as if in a winger.
That is not the, is not him at all.
It's not him.
No, nah, I love these players. Not him. We need to find midfielders. That's what we need. We need to invest in just scouting midfielders for Super Eagles, because that is what we are lacking.
I swear, we cannot keep going to every fucking tournament with 5 midfielders.
Do you understand? Guy, we don't have any midfielders.
When to walk up 2022 with 5 midfielders?
Joe Aribo should not be getting a call-up. I'm sorry. Joe Aribo should not be getting a call-up for Super Eagles. He's not good, bro.
No,
Zaidu won't kill me, guys.
Yeah, that's Zaidu guy. That guy. See that guy? I swear down. If I see that guy on road, we'll fucking rock. I'll fight Zaidu guy. That guy, whack as fuck.
That guy is shit, bro. That guy is shit. Ah,
my head is hot.
My head is hot, bro. I can't get over it.
I can't lie. My head is hot.
Ah, God. Niger won't wound me
for streets. Niger won't wound me for AFCON. Choose one.
I just down that Henny. After that 2-1, I just down that Henny came, bro. I just held on to it. I was drinking it. I just gave up.
You were just praying that, I beg God.
But I was not praying. I literally gave up. I didn't pray anything. I just gave up. Nothing.
You don't be.
Nothing there again. Guy, when we scored 1-0, I was like, DJ Drogba, come outside.
That's literally the first thing I said. I said, this is DJ Drogba Park.
As you're smoking on that DJ Park. Guy, you weak me. I look like I am weak.
It's bad. It's not good enough. It's just generally not good enough. And we've not been good enough for a while. We've just been winning games.
We've not been good enough for a while.
Just and that's the thing. You cannot fraud your way.
Yeah,
you can't fraud your way. Those guys played off. No, for real. Like I don't feel that at any time after they scored 1-1 that we had a chance.
Yes, from 1-1, my belief just reduced from 1-1 because they were still playing us.
Guy, they were pressing us. So.
We could not make our way out of our own half.
Nah.
We were struggling to make our own way
fucking
out.
Half. Could not leave our own half. We're defending our own half. We're defending for 90 minutes, Lucan. Guy. We're defending for 90 minutes.
See, I know that man. Second goal. I literally was like, okay, now go across. Literally, for real.
When I was telling guys that I should stop tagging,
he laid out red carpets for that guy to go and cross that ball.
He said, Baba, please cross the ball for me, please, cross and score now.
You guys, score now. I'm tired. Let's go. Second place.
As he's score now, I beg now. Score now.
The guy didn't sag. Hey God.
It's bad. I can't believe I've seen Nigeria lose or go out before. Like, I've not been this disappointed.
Even when we lost to Ghana in the World Cup qualifiers, I was not this disappointed.
Yeah, real.
That was hard to take, but it was not as hard as this, bro. We didn't fight, we didn't even shake body, make them feel any pressure, nothing. I don't think that
barely, people barely, barely, let me make a go check SofaScore. Chill. I want to check something.
I beg.
I want to check total shots. Sorry, I'm sorry. You should listen. I'm about to read out some stats.
Please, we need to see these stats. This is sickening.
Ball possession. Nigeria 38%. Cote d'Ivoire 62%. Total shots. Nigeria 5. Cote d'Ivoire 18. Jesus. Shots on target. Nigeria 1. That is the goal that we scored.
Mm-hmm.
Shots on target. Cote d'Ivoire 8. Shots off target. Nigeria. Cote d'Ivoire shots off target. High past our total shots. No problem.
Hey.
We made more fouls. 18 to 15. You know, like we didn't even have any, we didn't even create any big chance.
Yes, we did
big
not chances, create
Nigeria anything. Zero.
We didn't create at all.
We did not create any big chance.
Create any chance. All game.
Yes, now the goal. Yes, that goal wasn't the chance.
Yes, now it was a set piece.
It was just a set piece that just dropped and Ekong just
ricocheted off a player and Ekong just happened to jump high enough.
Yes.
He came out of nowhere. My God. Nigeria, why must you do this to me? Why?
I never lament like this before.
Hey, it's weak me, guy. I'm in severe pains, bro.
I mean, is this actually what it costs if you have pains?
And down, guy, the shot of rum that just down now, that's not a shot. That's a full ass. I just got down now. Man, I just know two reason now. Because, bro, this is crazy.
It's bad. And it will feel worse in the morning.
It will feel worse because they will drag us, bro. All these guys, they will drag us.
They will drag us. And they're going to drag us for 1 week straight. Fuck.
They will drag us by our teeth. Literally. They will drag us by our teeth. And we are just going to be there and take it. Hey.
At least Man U win, Madrid win.
At least I win 4-0. Hey. If Madrid
at least McTominay not allow me to make a go out good with him today. So, voila.
Now, Jude Bellingham is out for 2 weeks. Anyhow, shall we beat Leipzig?
And at least not supposed to beat Leipzig. Yeah. Not supposed to beat Leipzig.
So, beat Leipzig without Bellingham.
So, you go just hold. You go just charge down.
I was just thinking about it. I was just like, this around ball, you need midfield. We need quality midfield.
Yes, you need midfield to play this around ball. You cannot play around ball with two people that cannot use the ball. You cannot play around ball with them. You cannot walk.
Two people that cannot use the ball. Two people cannot
use the ball. You can't walk. Guys, if you're going to play around ball, you have to have two people in the midfield that, like, they will fight and they will keep the ball for you so that they can play long and they can play short. Because now them go, they'll literally be like freeing your wingers to run and, like, you know, counters and all that shit. You guys, neither Onyeka or Iwobi can move the ball like that. They don't have it. They are not him. They are not them. Like,
They're not those guys.
We need to go and
scout anywhere possible for midfielders. I'm tired of seeing attackers, bro.
Get too many attackers, guy. Boniface, even still, they don't even come, guy. We get too many strikers.
You get. I want you no day. Boniface, no day.
That's too many attackers.
From our academy level, we need to start training midfielders, bro.
And so we got to go find like one 18-year-old boy or 20-year-old boy. We go just come to play.
You have to beg him that, please don't play for England. Don't play for
us. I swear, literally, bro.
Play for us, please.
Like, it's annoying. See, can you Chukwuemeka? Person is supposed to play for night.
If we get that kind of Chukwuemeka guy, say, you know, say, you know, go be like this.
You know, go be like this now. For better now, we're going to play something.
Anyway, guys, fellow Nigerians.
My fellow Nigerians.
We go cry. I'm sorry, but this is sad, man. I don't know what to say again, man. It's just sad. I don't even care that we made it to the final. It's sad.
It's better that we lost in SF.
Whoa. It's better than we lost him. Let us just lose to Cameroon. Let's be going home.
I swear, let's be going home.
Let's lose to Cameroon. Let's go home. Let's lose to Angola. Let's go home, please. I beg. Anyway, man.
We hope you enjoyed our rant.
As in, bro, I'm still going to go and find a way to rant.
I'm still going to go on Twitter and rant. I can't lie. In fact, this 20 minutes rant, we don't give none. This one are small.
Next episode, we come back and we hear some more.
We hear some more ranting. Don't worry.
Anyway, guys.
At least AFCON day next year, sha. So we go use that one.
There's AFCON next year.
I think so.
Well, please, let's just go and find midfielders. That's all I care about. Midfielders.
I swear. It's bad.
Thank you guys for listening. I know we are in pain as much as we are.
Rate us so 5 stars. We all just collectively have to charge it.
We are hoping that Rema or Whiskey or Arasta will do something that will make us feel good in the future. Because, bro, this stinks.
This one, we don't even win Grammy. We don't even win Grammy again.
My God.
To celebrate right now.
There's nothing to celebrate right now, bro. Niggas, as I did watch match, niggas, they queue for foil, bro.
Niggas, they queue for fuel. Show me that. Say, person, they try change dollar and the dollar they high.
Yeah, as I did watch that match, one keke guy get accident. Man, who like give you? As I did watch that match, life no day, bro. As I did watch that game, nothing.
Guys, they born for a watch. Fuck. I mean, move stop.
Let's not, because I feel started crying.
Good night, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oof.